Hey you guys, what's up? It's your girl Lena. Welcome back to Alina Talk episode 5. Oh my god, you guys, I am so excited about the holidays coming up. I am such a big Christmas fan. Like, when I tell you I go all out for Christmas, I don't know, it just makes me feel so like good, like inside. I don't know. It's just everything. Like I was telling you guys before, if you were listening to my first episode, I was explaining how I love the snow. I just don't like driving in it, but I just like looking at it. Like, it just makes everything look so beautiful. So I'm really excited. But anyways, guys, like I said, welcome back. Today we're going to talk about motherhood, okay? Motherhood. Shout out to all the mothers out there around the world. What's up? I am a mother myself of two beautiful girls, Ayana and Cassidy. They are 4 and 9, and I'm excited because actually both of their birthdays are coming up. My four-year-old birthday is actually next month on the 20th, December 20th, and she'll be 5, and my oldest will be 10. Oh my god, 10 years old, you guys. Wow. 10 years old in January. I'm so excited and a little bit nervous, but hey, that's what us mothers do. But let me just tell you something, guys. Being a mother, it's fun. It's fun, and it has its days, okay? Like, especially when you're going through really hard times in life and knowing that you have children at the same time and trying to get things done or trying to get things, you know, solved, problem solved, situations. It's so hard because you have to, like, basically get it done because you have children, you know, and our kids count on us and they depend on us and, you know, they watch us, especially when they're really young. So it's really important for us to, you know, try to maintain. And what I mean by that is try to still walk around being, you know, like nothing is happening, which is really hard, I know, because, you know, it depends, you know, on certain things. Like me, I suffer depression really bad, and it's funny because people can tell when I'm upset or something is not right or going, you know, how I need it to go. So people actually come to me and be like, Alina, what's wrong? What's going on? And it's just so crazy because I be trying to switch it up, but it be so hard because my emotions get the best of me. Like, I definitely wear my emotions on my shoulders. Like, it's crazy. But we need to, you know, try to change that. But it's so hard. It's so hard. Like I said, especially when you got kids, because you try to give your kids everything they need in life and try to make sure they're good and they got everything, you know. I was told when I was younger, my mom, my dad always told me, well, you with me until you're 18, but that is so not true. Your kids is with you until forever. I don't know why parents keep telling kids that, like, once you're 18, I'm done. No, that's not true. When you turn 18, shit gets real. Even though they're grown, but your kids are still going to be your kids. I don't care how old they are. And I always said that. I always tease my daughter to my oldest. I'm like, yeah, when you get older, you know, you're still welcome to, you know, come to mommy for anything. I don't care what it is. I don't care how old you are. I'm still going to be your mother. I'm still going to be there. You know, and that's how it's supposed to be, I feel like. But I also, it's, you know what? I actually came across a young lady. I'm not going to say her name, but I came across a young lady that was explaining about how, you know, things were hard for her because she has 5 kids. She has 5 kids and she's struggling, you know, but she has a job, but she's not making enough money, you know. And you got to think about it. She has 5 kids, you know, and you feel like with those many kids, you got tons of mouth to feed, gotta clothe them, you know, buy things to entertain them with as far as toys or whatever the case may be, and hygiene products, you gotta buy food and everything that we have to provide for our children. And she was just telling me, like, it is just hard for her, and she just, like, don't know what to do. And I just tell her, honestly, I just told her, you just have to take one day at a time and just come up with a plan. Because I'm a planner, guys. I have three planners. Yes, three planners that I use to keep up with my life, because I have a busy life. And without those them planners and them calendars and whatever, I wouldn't know where to start. And I try to update them and try to, you know, go by that. And I even suggest that to her, too. Just get a plan, like separate planners that's going on in your life, far as a separate planner for the kids, things like making their doctor's appointments, or say, for instance, they have karate classes, ballet classes, gymnastics classes. You want to put that down. Their, of course, their birthdays, special days, even plan out like special days for them. Like I was saying, plan out like special days, like every other Saturday you guys go out, do something with the kids, you know, like that. And I told her about it, and she really, really loved that idea. So basically, guys, I'm telling you, for all the mothers out there, you know, you guys should do that too. Get a planner and plan out, like, get, or you know what, you can either get a planner or one of those big calendars that you can get like at Target, Walmart, Office Max, whatever, you know, those big giant calendars, and put it on the wall and write down everything that goes on as far as, you know, that you do with the kids. Like I said, their appointments, special activities, everything, anything that's involving that you do with the kids. And then make a separate, get a separate planner that for everything for you, you know, like your nails appointment, your doctor's appointments, things that you do with your friends, your spouse, or whoever, and you know, go by that planner, so you won't have to be confused with things that you have to do with your children. Because trust me, I've done that so many times. Like I got things mixed up that I was supposed to be doing with the kids that I had already plans with, you know, other things I had to do, and I got appointments mixed up. It was just ridiculous. So I was like, you know what, I got to come up with something now. I need to come up with something now, because this is not going to work. But you guys, I applaud you guys, everyone that is doing a great job at being a mother. Like I said, being a mother is not easy, and it's not hard either. Being a mother is not easy and it's not hard either, but we just need to take our time, breathe in, then breathe out, and just take our time, ladies. We have to take our time. I know, probably like Alina, easier said than done, you know, but we got this, ladies. We got this. And like I said, we have to make a statement for our kids. We got to show them that, you know, nothing can get in our way. We have to be strong for them so they can be strong, you know. Like I said, our kids watch our emotions. Like, trust me, I know both of my girls, they know when I'm upset, which hurts me, because it's like, dang, I can't be upset in front of them, because, you know, it's gonna affect them, especially my oldest. It affects her real bad when I'm upset. And I don't want my child to be upset because she's worrying about me. Because, honey, you're a child. You know, you shouldn't have to worry about what mommy worry about. You know, you're a kid. You're supposed to enjoy life. You know, be a kid. You know, so I try my best not to get too emotional in front of my kids. Because, you know, they're looking, guys. They're looking at everything you do. Everything. Kids, you don't think they be looking, but they be watching. And we got to be careful what we say and what we do, because they're like sponges. They soak up everything, okay? Especially them little ones. They soak up everything. Them little sponges. they do, man. It's crazy. But it's funny, too, because it's like, wow. And it's amazing how these kids develop so quick because of this generation and things that is going on in this world, like this technology stuff. Like, yes, TikTok and all of that stuff, you know, is really affecting our kids. Trust me, I know. My oldest, she is like the queen of TikTok, and I have to literally watch what she's looking at, because, you know, it'd be some crazy things going on TikTok. But a lot of helpful things too. She just showed me some things that was on TikTok that can actually help. So I was like, okay. And then the YouTube also, you have to watch out for as well. That's why I like for my little ones to be on YouTube Kids. Shout out to YouTube Kids. Oh my goodness, you guys are the bomb. Like, I swear, like, everything on that website is nothing but things for kids. And I just think that was such a good and smart idea to do. So shout out to YouTube Kids, and as well as YouTube as well. But yeah, you guys, like I said, we have to really take pride of being mothers. Like I said, we rule the world, believe it or not. We brought human beings into this world. We carried human beings in our bodies for 9 months. So we are the shit, okay? I want y'all to say it with me. We are the shit, because we are, definitely. But all right, you guys. This was another episode of Alina Talks. I am so glad that you guys were able to hang out with me and talk with me about motherhood. And make sure you guys, when you go on Apple Podcasts, go down to that special link where you can actually send me a recording if you need to ask any type of questions or any concerns, or you just want to say, hey, go right ahead and push it and leave a message for me, and I will actually message you back. So all you have to do is just go down to Alina's Anchor FM, record message, and go ahead and record a message and let me know what you think about the show, or like I said, if you have any questions. Anyways, thank you for tuning in to Alina Talks, and I will be talking to you guys soon. You guys, always remember, stay confident, and I love you. Bye.